RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo to visit Philippines. In 30th Asian Summit, Indonesia will encourage improvement of connectivity. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to meet the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on April 28. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo will be accompanied by several ministers, including the Foreign Affairs Minister. Spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Armana Tanasir on Tuesday in Jakarta said that there are several issues to be discussed during the meeting of the two head of states, namely continuing measures to develop connectivity as well as increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. Armanata said that the two presidents will also continue discussions on maritime delimitation that is expected to be finished this year. Armana Tanasir said further, that Indonesia will also express its support towards the Philippines' chairmanship in ASEAN by hoping that Philippines will take advantage from the peace ecosystem in ASEAN that has been built in the past 50 years. Armanata added that during the visit of President Joko Widodo in the Philippines, both head of states will witness the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between the two countries on agricultural cooperation and the opening of shipping lane.
Ada dua MOU yang akan direncananya akan ditandatangani.
There are two MOUs to be signed related to agricultural cooperation, covering expert exchange, mutual research, and the establishment of working group. The main focus is developing connectivity between the two countries to boost economic growth. In this regard, there will be a joint declaration on the establishment of sea connectivity between the Philippine regions and Davao, and General Santos and Bitung of Indonesia, as well as the opening of shipping lane to boost trade relation between the two countries.
The trade cooperation between Indonesia and the Philippines in 2016 reached $6.1 billion. It was increased 32% compared with the year before of $4.6 billion. Some of Indonesia's export products to the Philippines are coals, cars, vehicle spare parts, coffee, and instant noodles. Armanata added that Indonesia will also encourage the Philippines to continue trade cooperation on strategic industrial products with Indonesia. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to attend the 30th Asian Summit in Manila, the Philippines, on April 29. The president will be accompanied by several ministers, including Minister of Foreign Affairs. Spokesperson of Foreign Affairs Ministry Armanata Nasir in a press briefing in Jakarta on Tuesday said, during the summit theme, Partnering for Change, Engaging the World, Indonesia will underline the establishment of peace and economic growth in ASEAN member countries. In ASEAN 50th anniversary, Indonesia will remain encourage ASEAN countries to reach the vision of ASEAN community as well as the improvement of ASEAN connectivity and regional diplomacy to build the centrality of ASEAN.
Dalam hal ini beberapa isu yang akan menjadi perhatian buat kita.
Some issues which becomes our attention are among others the improvement of economic, social and infrastructure connectivity. Another issue is that we want to increase the sense of ownership of all ASEAN communities. And of course, the centrality of ASEAN should come forward related to regional diplomacy.
Meanwhile, Director General of ASEAN Cooperation, Ambassador Jose Antonio Morato Tavares, said that the 30th Asian Summit in Manila will result several outcomes, namely the chairman's statement by the Philippines and discussions of migrant workers. In addition to that, the summit will produce the joint declaration of role of civil service as a catalyst for achieving Asian Community 2025. Furthermore, Ambassador Jose Tavares also said that the summit will also focus on measures to create peace and stability in South China Sea and Korean Peninsula. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi will head the Indonesian delegation to attend the Cycle 3 of the United Nations-sponsored Universal Periodic Review, UPR, on May 3, 2017, in Geneva, Switzerland. Minister Marsudi will depart to Geneva for the UPR after attending the 30th Asian Summit in Manila. It was said by spokespersons of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Arman Atanasir, in a press briefing in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister Marsudi will be in Geneva May 1st to 3rd before leaving for the U.S. to have a bilateral meeting with the U.S. Foreign Minister. Indonesia and 13 other countries are scheduled to deliver their report under the UPR mechanism next month in Geneva. Indonesia will bring not only reports from the government but also from civil society organizations, human rights commissions, and UN agencies based in Indonesia. Several themes to be addressed by Indonesia, among others, are the ratification of the International Human Rights Convention, women's rights, discriminatory laws or regulations, violence on women and children, juvenile justice, migrant workers, freedom of speech, religion, press, and freedom to assemble, and the rights of disabled person. Arman Atanasir stressed that Indonesia's participation in the Universal Periodic Reviews shows the commitment of the government toward the protection and the development of human rights in Indonesia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto on Wednesday in Jakarta encouraged the socialization of the importance of dispute settlement through arbitration. In his opening remarks to the third annual Symposium for Arbitrators and Mediator, read by the Deputy for Coordination of Law and Human Rights of the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Johnny Ginting, Minister Wiranto said, "The dissemination of information on dispute settlement through arbitration will increase businesses' interest in Indonesia." He said that if business interests spread across the Indonesian regions, the government will facilitate by establishing the Indonesian National Arbitration Board in all regions. First, we understand that the court should respect the competence and authorities owned by the arbitration body, in this case the Indonesian National Arbitration Body, BANI, in terms of dispute settlement for legal certainty and justice. Meanwhile, the arbitration body is not popular yet. Therefore, there should be such a mechanism to socialize the importance of dispute settlement through arbitration. And if the interest of businessmen increase, then there are possibilities to establish BANI in every region in Indonesia. A number of members of the House of Representatives Commission 7 visited Innovation Center building of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in the Cibinong Science Center Botanical Garden in Bogor, West Java, on Tuesday. The lawmakers visited the Science and Technopark STP built by LIPI, which becomes integrated area combining industry, higher education, center for research and training, entrepreneurships, banking, central and district governments in one location. The STP is managed professionally and integrated, which aims at increasing people's economic welfare around it and by promoting innovation culture and business competition based on science. Chairman of the House Commission 7, Gus Irawan Pasaribu, in the sidelines of the working visit, said that the House of Representatives wanted LIPI to increase its research, which is benefit for people. I think we must learn that the developed countries have developed research and are strong in technology. We want to encourage and call on ministers of research, technology and higher education to develop balance between research and education. Moreover, Gus Irawan Pasaribu explained DPR also encouraged LIPI to discover and innovate technology which is appropriate and can be explored, especially for cheap small and medium enterprises, so it can boost the productivity of Indonesian small and medium enterprise. Each state institute has different duty and function. State institutes are expected to have distinguished bills based on their characteristics in order to conduct their duties and functions more optimally. It was said by Chairman of Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, Iskandar Zulkarnain, to Voice of Indonesia, in the sidelines of working visit of DPR members to Innovation Center building of the LIPI, Cibinong Science Center, Botanical Garden, in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. If we ask support for budget, the House of Representatives only approves or not approves. The amount of the budget is decided by the National Development Planning Agency and Finance Ministry. All institutes are supposed not to have the same bill due to the different characteristic of the respective institutes. A research institute must have its own bill both on budget and financial responsibility, so do not generalize it. For example, purchasing research materials cannot be treated like purchasing building materials like cement or sand. We also find legal obstacles when we want to sell the result of our research and submit it to the stakeholders. Meanwhile, Chairman of the House Commission 7, Gus Irawan Pasaribu, said the visit of the Commission 7 to the Innovation Center building of LIPI is to watch how far LIPI does its research. Gus Irawan also appreciated LIPI in developing research in which LIPI has resulted the most research patents in Indonesia, although only a few have been commercialized. The last item. Local as well as foreign tourists visiting the tourism attractions of Raja Ampat in West Papua Province are required to pay an additional fee for environmental maintenance services. Raja Ampat District Government has determined that every tourist is obliged to pay an environmental maintenance service fee of 500,000 rupiah for local tourists and 1 million rupiah for foreign tourists per person. The money will be used to finance local people who are in charge of maintaining the cleanliness of the environment and marine ecosystem in the tourist destination island. Raja Ampat comprises of four big islands and hundreds of dots and specks of the fragmented western corner of the land of Papua, the world's second largest island. According to the head of Raja Ampat Regional Public Service Board for Water Conservation Area, Adrian Yusuf, the local government has tightened its supervision to track tourists visiting the island without paying the environmental service fees. In addition to supervising the tourists, the local government will also oversee the community activities in conservation areas to prevent undersea ecosystem damage. According to Rani Iriani, Raja Ampat Tourism Office's local partner for sustainable tourism development, the local communities must be empowered to help them preserve the natural resources and environmental sustainability there. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia.
send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled French Presidential Election. The French presidential election was held on Sunday, April 23rd. The result gave a surprise to the parties that had dominated the political world of the country. Emmanuel Macron, the leading politician who progressed through an independent party, got the first position with 23% of the vote. Second, Marine Le Pen from the ultra-right party, the National Front, with 21% of the vote. Then François Fillon, a conservative party politician who got 19% of the vote, while Jean-Luc Mélenchon and Benoît Hamon each earned 19% and 7% of the vote. With this achievement, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen must fight again in the second round because no one got 50% of the vote. For the first time in the history of the Fifth Republic, built by General Charles de Gaulle in 1958, the Conservative and the Socialist parties had no candidates in the second round. But Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen will not just walk smoothly to occupy the presidency. Both need support from other parties. Emmanuel Macron's road is predicted to be smoother because the losing candidate, François Fillon, immediately asked his supporters to support Macron. Similarly, President François Hollande, in a statement broadcast on local television Monday, called on the French people to vote for Emmanuel Macron. In addition, Macron is known to be more pro-EU. Earlier, the Conservative and Socialist Party backed Macron and rejected the ultra-right candidate Marine Le Pen, who intends to reduce immigrants and leave the EU. Marine Le Pen himself wants to concentrate in the second round by leaving the post of ultra-right Front National Party leader. Although rejected by some, his achievement cannot be underestimated. It is more than 20% of the people's vote. The difficulty is the absence of any large party support because it was already given to Macron. On the other hand, Jean-Luc Mélenchon refused to support Le Pen and Macron. Mélenchon's 19% supporters could be a battleground for both candidates. To get a sympathy in the hearts of the people, Le Pen directly called Macron as a baby Hollande because President François Hollande is the mentor of Macron as minister in the cabinet. Although disappointed because of Macron's resignation, eventually Hollande supports Macron in the second round. Of the two candidates, it is certainly expected that the best will win and lead France. Reflecting on the American experience some time ago, although Trump won the presidential election, his policy is not 100% acceptable to his own people. Even if Marine Le Pen wins the election, it is unlikely that France will stand on its own and 100% of Le Pen's policies are implemented, including its radical policies against Muslims. If Macron wins, it will be easier for France and EU countries to partner with other countries, including Islamic countries. Listener, That was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. A regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April 26, 1959, where Ki Hajar Dewantara dies. Raden Mas Suwardi Suryaningrat, who since 1922 also known as Ki Hajar Dewantara, was born on May 2, 1889 in Yogyakarta and passed away on April 26, 1959. Also in Yogyakarta, he was a leading Indonesian independence movement activist, writer, columnist, politicians and pioneer of education for native Indonesian Dutch colonial times. He founded Taman Siswa School, an institution that provides education for indigenous commoners, which otherwise was limited to the Javanese aristocracy and the Dutch colonials. He was honored as a national hero of Indonesia by Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, on November 28, 1959. Now we're moving on to 1986. A nuclear reactor accident occurs at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Soviet Union, now Ukraine, creating the world's worst nuclear disaster. The Chernobyl disaster, also referred to as the Chernobyl accident or simply Chernobyl, was a catastrophic nuclear accident that occurred on April 26, 1986 at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the city of Pripyat, then located in the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic of the Soviet Union, USSR. An explosion and fire released large quantities of radioactive particles into the atmosphere, which spread over much of the Western USSR and Europe. The Chernobyl disaster was the worst nuclear power plant accident in history in terms of cost and casualties. It is one of only two classified as a Level 7 event, the maximum classification on the International Nuclear Event Scale, that other being the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster in Japan in 2011. The battle to contain the contamination and efforts a greater catastrophe ultimately involved over 500,000 workers and cost an estimated 18 billion rubles. During the accident itself, 31 people died and long-term effects such as cancers are still being investigated. Last event is on April 26, 1970, when the first World Intellectual Property Day occurred. The World Intellectual Property Day is observed annually on April 26. The event was established by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, in 2000 to raise awareness of how patent, copyright, trademark, and designs impact on daily life and to celebrate creativity and the contribution made by creators and innovators to the development of societies across the globe. On April 26 was chosen as the date for World Intellectual Property Day because it coincides with the date of which the convention establishing the World Intellectual Property Organization entered into force in 1970. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. I'll see you on the next Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to meet the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on April 28. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to attend the 30th Asian Summit in Manila, the Philippines, on April 29. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi will head the Indonesian delegation to attend the Cycle 3 of the United Nations-sponsored Universal Periodic Review, UPR, on May 3, 2017, in Geneva, Switzerland. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto on Wednesday in Jakarta encouraged the socialization of the importance of dispute settlement through arbitration. A number of members of the House of Representatives, Commission 7, visited Innovation Center building of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in the Cibinong Science Center Botanical Garden in Bogor, West Java, on Tuesday. Each state institute has different duty and function. State institutes are expected to have distinguished bills based on their characteristic in order to conduct their duties and functions more optimally. local as well as foreign tourists visiting the tourism attraction of Raja Ampat in West Papua Province are required to pay an additional fee for environmental maintenance services. Listener, that was news in brief of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Celaket Lake in Central Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, tourists who visit Wonogiri Central Java Province usually also visit tourism object which is well known, namely Gajah Mungkur Reservoir. There are still many beautiful tourism objects in Wonogiri. Nowadays, there is tourism object in Wonogiri which is viral among the tourists. It is Celaket Lake. Listeners, Celaket Lake is located at Sendang Ijo Village, Selogiri Sub-District, Wonogiri Regency, Central Java Province. Its location is near Colo Dam, under the foothill which has 1 hectare wide. To go to the lake takes around 60 minutes from Solo. The lake has calm water, which become favorite tourists. Besides the water tour, this place has also good farm and pool which is used as catfish breeding. Listeners, at Celaket Lake, there are many spots which can become location to take picture. From some spots to take picture, the bridge on the lake is always crowded by tourists who want to take pictures. The management of the lake also provides bamboo ornaments such as gazebo and raft, locally called getek, to satisfy tourists. At the lake complex, there are many gazebos to take rest and enjoy various types of food which are sold at the stalls. Listeners, at the lake area there is a hill. The local people call it Widodari Hill, which is perfectly visited in the evening. To climb the peak of the hill, the tourists only walk to enjoy the lake from another angle. To enjoy the beauty of the nature and facility at this tourism object, the tourists can be charged only 5,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Celaket Lake in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
in collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Hari Pernikahan, or in English, means wedding day. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice slowly. You can follow after me. Hello. Hello in English. Hello. Sudah lama tidak berjumpa. Sudah lama tidak berjumpa. In English, long time not see you. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? How are you? Kabar baik. Kabar baik. Fine. Sibuk. Sibuk. In English, busy. Akhir-akhir ini. Akhir-akhir ini. Recently or lately. Mengurus. Mengurus. To take care or to manage.
Pernikahan. Pernikahan. In English, wedding. Adik perempuan. Adik perempuan. Younger sister. Kapan. Kapan. When. Hari pernikahan. Hari pernikahan. In English, wedding day. Bulan depan. Bulan depan. Next month. Tanggal 20 April 2017. Tanggal 20 April 2017. In English, on April 20, 2015. Jam 7 malam. Jam 7 malam. 7 p.m. Berharap. Berharap. In English, to expect or to hope. Hadir. Hadir. In English, to attend or to come. Resepsi. Resepsi. In English, reception. Jika. Jika. If. Tolong. Tolong. In English, to help. Mengirim undangan. Mengirim undangan. To send an invitation letter. Baiklah. Baiklah. Alright. Nanti. Nanti. Later. Mengirim. Mengirim. In English, to send. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sampai ketemu. Sampai ketemu. See you. Next is a conversation on hari perkawinan, or in English means wedding day. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Weni and Yanti. Weni. Halo Yanti, sudah lama tidak berjumpa, apa kabar? Halo Yanti, sudah lama tidak berjumpa, apa kabar? In English, hello Yanti, long time not see you, how are you? Yanti, kabar baik, kabar baik. In English, I'm fine. Weni, apa kamu ada kesibukan akhir-akhir ini? Apa kamu ada kesibukan akhir-akhir ini? In English, are you busy lately? Yanti, ya, saya sedang sibuk mengurus pernikahan adik perempuan saya. Ya, saya sedang sibuk mengurus pernikahan adik perempuan saya. In English, yes, I'm busy to take care of my younger daughter's wedding. Weni, kapan hari pernikahannya? Kapan hari pernikahannya? In English, when is the day of her wedding? Yanti, bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2017, jam 7 malam. Bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2017, jam 7 malam. Next month, on April 20, 2017, at 7 p.m. Saya berharap kamu bisa hadir pada resepsi tersebut. Saya berharap kamu bisa hadir pada resepsi tersebut. In English, I hope you will come in the reception. Weni, jika tidak ada halangan, saya pasti hadir. Jika tidak ada halangan, saya pasti hadir. In English, I shall come if I have not any obstacles. Tolong kirim undangan untukku. Tolong kirim undangan untukku. In English, would you send me the invitation? Yanti, baiklah, nanti saya kirim segera. Baiklah, nanti saya kirim segera. In English, alright, I will send it later. Weni, terima kasih, sampai ketemu nanti ya. Terima kasih, sampai ketemu nanti ya. In English, thank you, see you then. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with another topic, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
With poetry, I sing till the evening of my years. With poetry, I love over boundless horizons. With poetry, I reflect on the eternity that is to come. With poetry, I weep when time's needless cut cruelly. With poetry, I condemn the breath of putrid times. With poetry, I pray, hoping an answer from him. That was the poetry entitling Dengan Puisi Aku by Taufik Ismail, which has been translated into 80 languages. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. Today, I will be presenting the work of an Indonesian poet by Taufik Ismail. To initiate our segment, let's listen to a song that is a musical poetry of one of Taufik Ismail creations, entitled Dengan Puisi Aku. Listener, we have just listened to a song entitled Dengan Puisi Aku. The poetry created by Taufik Ismail in 1965 has been translated into 58 languages and 22 regional languages of Indonesia. The idea of translating the poetry comes from Taufik Ismail's friend, Viktor A. Pogatev, a Russian scholar, a Southeast Asian history and culture expert. For Viktor, Taufik was the figure of defender of individual liberty and freedom of creativity. The freedom creation is inherent in Taufik's life, who was born in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, on June 25, 1935. Being born in the family of teachers and journalists who are fond of reading makes him grow with interest and skill in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam situasi jadi ayah dan ibu.
I grew up in the situation where my mother and father should open the book first each time you want to teach.
grab the book, read, and make notes. So there are two things that affect my life. The first is reading, then the second is writing. Taufik Ismail had studied literature in the United States. There, he forged to be able to read a variety of books in a short time. Upon returning from the United States, he confirmed that literature is his goal. However, he was well aware that literature could not guarantee his income. Then he turned to be a farmer to support his love of the literary world. Listener, before we know more about the poet Taufik Ismail, here we present a song that the lyrics created by Taufik Ismail at the special request from Krisha, entitled Ketika Kaki dan Tangan Berbicara.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
That is a song from Krisha entitled Ketika Kaki dan Tangan Berbicara. Many of his works have religious elements.
One of them is ketika kaki dan tangan berbicara. The idea of its lyrics he obtained was that when he was submissive, because he was unable to make lyrics ordered by Krishna. In his submission, he recited Al-Quran Surah Yasin, verse 65. He feared that the content is so powerful.
Jadi akan datang satu masa.
So there will come a time where this mouth cannot speak on the reckoning day. The hand will speak, so will the feet. Wherever he is gone, wow, that's awesome.
Wah, itu dahsyat sekali.
Taufik Ismail has faced many complicated incidents in his life, but his enthusiasm as the poet never turns off. As a poet, Taufik Ismail has recited his poetry in many countries and in the historic events in Indonesia. Even his work can be enjoyed in various languages. His collections of poetry from 1954 to 2013, titled Debu di Atas Debu, has been translated into Arabic. The name Taufik Ismail was so closely linked to the group from Bandung called Bimbo. He writes most of Bimbo's religious songs. One of his famous songs, entitled Sajadah Panjang, it came from his imagination about sajadah that is usually used by Muslim as a praying mat. But the meaning of this song is very deep. When imagining the prayer, what I imagine is the future of the prayer rug. Finally, I imagine that our lives walk on top of the world is on top of the mat. But the praying mat was lengthy, starting from the baby and finally to the cemetery. Listener, it's a glimpse of Taufik Ismail, a poet and a songwriter from Indonesia. To close today's music corner, we will play one Taufik Ismail's works for Bimbos entitled Sajadah Panjang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and see you on the next music corner.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buatan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan sujud. Di atas sajadah yang panjang ini, diselingi sekedar interupsi. Mencari rezeki, mencari ilmu, mengukur jalanan seharian. Begitu terdengar suara azan, kembali tersungkur hamba. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan ruku. Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya. Thank you.
mencari rezeki, mencari ilmu, mengukur jalanan seharian. Begitu terdengar suara azan, kembali tersungkur hamba. Ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hambat tunduk dan ruku. Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Bagaikan sabda fatwa pujangga, kan ku simpan suratmu nan itu, bab pusaka yang sangat bermutu. Walau kita tak pernah bersua, sayang cukup sudah tandamu setia. Tapi sayang, 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 seribu kali sayang, kemanakah risalah alamatkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.